Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not observe them, I do not condemn him, for I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him. The word that I spoke, it will condemn him on the last day. Because I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. So what I say as the Father told me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Sometimes that which we think is embarrassing about us is really what is most extraordinary about us. Surprisingly, what we wish we could change should be what we celebrate in ourselves. Let me use myself as an example. When I was young, I was embarrassed about being an Indian. I am from India, and that embarrassed me. I have a funny middle name. It is Konuparampil. Now that's embarrassing. I can speak an obscure language that no one has ever heard of before called Malayalam. Who cares? I have brown skin. But all my friends in school were white-skinned people. I visited a family recently where the man said he was glad that he was a POWB. I asked, "What is a POWB? He said, "A plain old white boy." Plain old white boy. And that's what I wanted to be when I was young, a plain old white boy. Why did I have to be so different? And other people do this all the time too. I don't know if you've noticed. Monsignor Scott Friend once told me that back in the 1940s, his family, originally from Germany, changed their name from Freund to Friend. Can you guess why? Well, the United States was at war with Germany, and so it was not very popular to be German in the 1940s in the United States. So even plain old white boys wanted to be more plain old white boys back then. But I would suggest to you that these embarrassing traits are really extraordinary talents. My family name is a connection to my history and my heritage. If I were to change my name, I would cut myself off from my own past. I would not know who I really am because I couldn't trace my genealogy or my true identity. Without my true name, I would remain a mystery to myself. It's true that not many people speak Malayalam. But fluently speaking more than one language growing up made it easier for me to learn other languages later. Now, every morning, I say my morning prayers in Latin. I say my evening prayers in French. I say Sunday Mass in Spanish. All thanks to speaking Malayalam, while I was growing up. And what about being brown-skinned? Is that a loss or a liability? Hardly. Why do you think people go to the beach to vacation every spring and summer and lay out on the beach? Why do they use spray tans and frequent tanning salons? All my white friends wanted to look like me. In other words, what I thought was a weakness turned out to be a strength. Indeed, it turned out to be a gift and a grace from God. Today, I am very grateful for all those things I used to be so embarrassed about. In the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we meet three leaders of the church in Antioch who also celebrated their uniqueness and their difference from other people. They were okay by not being plain old white boys. First was Simeon, who was called Niger. He was from northern Africa, and sometimes he was called Simeon the Dark. I'll give you one guess why. He was definitely not a plain old white boy. Second was Lucius the Cyrene, who also hailed from northern Africa, modern day Libya. And third was Manian, a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch. Do you remember Herod? He was the one who beheaded John the Baptist and played a role in Jesus' condemnation. Yeah, that Herod. Not many Christians would want to be known as a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch. That was not exactly a claim to fame. But each of these leaders had learned that what seems embarrassing can also be extraordinary about their own lives. God changes these liabilities into assets, into graces and gifts. By the way, the fact that these men were the leaders of these churches showed that the early Christians could see that too. Boys and girls, today I want you to think about those things that embarrass you the most about yourself. What are you most embarrassed about in who you are? Are you embarrassed by your name? Do you want to change it and wish it were different? Do you wish you were a friend instead of a freund? Do you wish you didn't speak English with an accent because your first language was Spanish or Vietnamese or Tagalog or Laotian? Do you want to change your physical attributes to be shorter or taller or skinnier or stronger or smarter or faster or have curly hair or have straight hair? People always want the opposite hair than the one they got. The curly hair people want straight hair. Straight hair people want curly hair. Did you ever think to yourself, why can't we all just be plain old white boys? But God, in His infinite wisdom, has made you who you are, born in a certain family, speaking a particular language, with unique physical features, with abilities and disabilities. Don't be embarrassed by who you are, because you are extraordinary. Even all you plain old white boys. Praised be Jesus Christ.